a prayer for our children. Blessings in abundance. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. As a king, abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the United States of America. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life, in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. We give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation, and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of their nation, and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with our children from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up our children and their house. Blessed be the Lord, because he hears the voice of our supplications. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of lamb without blemish and without spot, the Father in heaven bless our children and keep them. The blessing of the Lord be upon our children. They are blessed in the name of the Lord. In Christ we call on the God of Israel and ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our rock, that the Lord would bless our children indeed and enlarge their territory. that his hand would be with our children, and that he would keep them from evil, and that they will not cause pain. In Christ we petition the Lord to bless our children with great abundance, that the blessing of Abraham come upon our children in Christ Jesus, that they might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. May God Almighty bless our children, make them fruitful and multiply, and give them the blessing of Abraham to our children and their descendants with them, that they may inherit the land in which they are a stranger. The Lord shall pour water on our children, floods on their ground. He will pour His Spirit on them and their descendants, and His blessings on their offspring. For the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Salvation belongs to the Lord. His blessing is upon our children and their descendants. They shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of their salvation. May the Lord God make a hedge around our children, around their household, and around all that they have on every side. In Christ we ask the Lord to bless the work of their hands and make their possessions increase in the land according to His word. In Christ we pray that God would send now prosperity and bless their provision. Let our children prosper and continue to prosper until they become very prosperous and increase their possessions. May the blessing of the Lord be on all that they have in the house and in the field. The Lord bless their latter days more than their beginning. For the Lord has chosen our children as His own inheritance. Bless the Lord, all His works and all places of His dominion. Let our children and their people bless the Lord with all their soul. In the name of Jesus Christ, our glory, according to His loving kindness, according to the multitude of His tender mercies, may the Lord our God remember our children with the favor He has towards His people. Oh, let Him visit our children with His salvation, that they may see the benefit of His chosen ones, that they may rejoice in the gladness of His nation, that they may glory with His inheritance. May the Lord fashion their hearts individually and consider all their works. Let Him give our children and their family obedient hearts, that they will diligently obey the voice of the Lord their God, that the Lord their God will set our children and their house and their nation high above all nations on earth, and all these blessings shall come upon our children and overtake them and their house and their nation. Blessed shall they be in the city, and blessed shall they be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of their body, the produce of their ground, and the increase of their livestock. Blessed shall their pets be, all their animals be blessed in the name of the Lord. Blessed shall be their basket, their provision, and their kneading bowl, their creativity. Blessed they will be when they come in, and blessed they will be when they go out. The Lord will cause their enemies who rise up against our children to be defeated before their face. They shall come out against them one way and flee before them seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing on our children in their storehouses, their bank accounts and investments, and in all to which they set their hand. And He will bless our children in the land which the Lord their God has given them. The Lord will establish our children and their house and their nation as a holy people to Himself. All peoples of the earth shall see that they are called by the name of the Lord. The Lord will grant our children and their people plenty of goods, in the fruit of their bodies, in the increase of their livestock, in the produce of their ground. The Lord will open to our children the good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to their land in its season, and to bless all the work of their hands. They shall lend to many, but they shall not borrow. To a foreigner they may charge interest, but to their brother they shall not charge interest, that the Lord their God may bless our children and all to which they set their hands in the land which they possess. They shall be ever merciful and lend, and their descendants will be blessed. The Lord will make our children and their house and their nation the head and not the tail. They shall be above and not beneath. May our children and their family be satisfied with favor and full of the blessing of the Lord. May it please the Lord to bless the house of His servant, our children, that it may continue forever before Him, and with His blessing let their bloodline be blessed forever. May the Lord give our children increase more and more, them and their children. May they be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. Blessed be God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, He Himself is their peace. May God choose our children and their house and their nation, and cause our children and their people to approach Him, that they may dwell in His courts, that they will be satisfied with the goodness of His house, of His holy temple. And let our children and their people be continually in the temple praising God, being the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ, being in communion of the blood of Christ and communion of the body of Christ, entering into the covenant of Christ. In Christ we pray our children and their family will enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. The Lord is their strength, and He is their saving refuge, for they are His anointed. The Lord is their hiding place. He shall preserve our children and their house and their nation from trouble. He shall surround them with songs of deliverance. With favor He will surround them as with a shield. According to the integrity of His heart, let the Lord save our children and their house and their nation, and bless His inheritance. Shepherd our children and their people also, and bear them up forever. In Christ we ask the Lord to instruct our children and their people in the way they should go. He will guide our children with His eye and give them rest from the days of adversity. They shall seek the Lord, and He will hear our children and deliver them from all their fears. The Lord will bless our children with peace. They and their descendants possess the gates of those who hate them. Blessed be the Lord who has pleaded the cause of their reproach and kept our children and their people from evil. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed our children and their house and their nation with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. He will bless our children and make their name great, and their house and their nation shall be a blessing. They shall dwell in safety of God, who shelters our children all the day long, and they shall dwell between His shoulders. Their land shall be blessed with the precious things of heaven, with the dew and the deep lying beneath, with the precious fruits of the sun, with the precious produce of the months, with the best things of the ancient mountains, with the precious things of the everlasting hills, with the precious things of the earth and its fullness, and the favor of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, their surety of a better covenant, let the blessing come down on their head, and let their paths drip with abundance. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory to our children. No good thing will He withhold from our children and their people, for they walk uprightly. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, all nations shall call Him blessed. In Jesus' name, let our children and their people dip their foot in the oil, so that they will serve the Lord their God with fear, rejoicing with trembling, willingly offering themselves. May the Lord separate our children and their house and their nation, to stand before the Lord and minister to Him and to bless in His name. He will bless their bread and their water. The Lord will bless their habitation. The Lord will take away from our children and their family all sickness and fulfill the number of their days. The Lord will send His fear before our children and cause confusion among all their enemies. He will send hornets before our children, which shall drive out their enemies before them little by little. The arms of their hands are made strong by the hands of the Shepherd, the Stone of Israel, the Mighty God of Jacob, who will help our children and their house and their nation, and by the Almighty, who will bless our children and their people with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, blessings of the breast and of the womb. The Lord will give our children and their family counsel and instruct their hearts in the night season. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will hear the instruction of God's wisdom and be wise, watching daily at its gates, waiting at the post of its doors, that they and theirs find wisdom and find life and obtain favor from the Lord. Because the Lord is at their right hand, they shall not be moved. Their hearts shall be glad and their flesh will rest in hope. For the Lord will show our children and their children the path of life, and His presence is fullness of joy. At His right hand are pleasures forevermore. Their delight will be in the word of God. For the Lord loves our children and their house and their nation. They are in His hand, and they shall sit down at His feet and receive His words. according to his own purpose and grace which was given to our children in Christ Jesus before time began. May the Lord bless their substance and accept the work of their hands. Let our children and their house and their nation be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves also shall not wither, and whatever they do shall prosper. Blessed be the Lord God who has not forsaken his mercy and his truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, for of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. In his precious name, may the Lord our God be with our children and their people, that he may incline their hearts to himself, to walk in all his ways, that they will keep justice and will do righteousness at all times, that God shall cause showers to come down in their season. There shall be showers of blessing on their righteous heads. They shall rebuke the wicked and have delight, and a good blessing will come upon our children. Blessed are they to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and whose spirit there is no guile. According to the hope of eternal life, let the Lord bless our children and their people with prudence and understanding, and may they wait on the Lord. In Christ we pray that our children and their entire house will fear the Lord and walk in his ways. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will know the joyful sound and walk in the light of God's countenance, that they will seek him with their whole heart. Let our children walk in their integrity, that their children may be blessed after them. The Lord lives. Blessed be our rock. Let the God of our salvation be exalted. In the name of Jesus Christ, he who is appointed heir of all things, in his name we ask that God grant our children and their people to have bountiful eyes and generous souls, that they shall be faithful and sow besides all waters. May they sow in the land and reap in the same year 100-fold. In Christ we pray that our children will give as they are able, according to the blessing of the Lord their God, which he has given to them, and their hearts shall not be grieved when they give. Let our children give the best of all their first fruits of any kind to the Lord. Let our children and their house and their nation bring all their tithes into the storehouse of the kingdom of God, and lay up for themselves treasures in heaven. Let our children and their people water so they will also be watered. May the Lord open for our children and their house and their nation the windows of heaven, and pour out for our children and their people such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. May the blessing of the Lord make our children and their house and their nation rich, and may he add no sorrow with it. Wealth and riches will be in their house, and their righteousness shall endure forever. Unto our children arise light in the darkness, and let them be gracious, full of compassion and righteous. May they deal graciously, and land and guide their affairs with discretion. Surely they will never be shaken. They will be in everlasting remembrance. Bless the Lord, O Lord our God. You are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty. You who covers himself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain. In the name of Jesus Christ, the King, whose name is the Lord of hosts, we pray our children and their house and their nation shall trust in the name of the Lord, and they will not be afraid of evil tidings, for surely their hearts shall be steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are established. They shall not return evil for evil, or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that they are called to this, that they may inherit a blessing. Out of their mouths they and theirs shall speak blessing and not cursing, and the Lord bless our children and their family in all things. May God give our children and their house and their nation of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let our children and their people rejoice in all to which they put their hands, which the Lord their God has blessed. When they have eaten, and they are full, then they shall bless the Lord their God for the good which he has given to them and their house and their nation. Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb for ever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, through his name, our children and their family will trample those who rise up against them. For the Lord shall bless those who bless our children and their house and their nation, and curse those who curse them. The blessing of the Lord be upon our children. May the Lord their God turn every curse into a blessing for our children and their house and their nation, because the Lord their God loves them. Let the enemy curse, but God bless our children and their people. When their enemy arises, let them be ashamed, but let God's servants rejoice. Let their accusers be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own disgrace as with a mantle. Their enemies shall submit to our children, and they shall tread down their high places. God gives our children and their people strength and power. Blessed is their house and their nation, whose strength is in God Most High, for they go from strength to strength. Their sandals shall be iron and bronze, as their days, so shall their strength be. May the Lord meet our children and their house and their nation with the blessing of goodness, and look down from his holy habitation from heaven and bless our children in the land he has given them. For the Lord has made our children most blessed forever. Blessed be God Most High, who has delivered their enemies into their hand. The Lord make our children exceedingly glad with his presence, and through the mercy of the Most High, our children shall not be moved. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Highest, the Lord bless our children and keep them. The Lord make his face shine upon our children and be gracious to them. The Lord lift up his countenance upon them and give them peace. The Lord put his name on our children and all their children and bless them. May our children and their house and their nation bless the Lord with all their souls and all that is within them. Bless his holy name and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all their iniquities, who heals all their diseases, who redeems their lives from destruction, who crowns them with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies their mouth with good things, so that their youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for our children and their house and their nation. Blessed be the Lord, who has given rest to our children and their people according to all that he has promised. There has not failed one word of all his good promise. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father and one with them, in truth and in faith we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God, who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west. He has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of his glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation in one accord will pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for it is written, May they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord, and their king to the Holy One of Israel. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and through whom we live, we ask and receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear His name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants according to His word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In Him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all His saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over His word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to Him void, but it shall accomplish His purpose and succeed in the thing for which He sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before His army, for His camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes His word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of His heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might purify for Himself His own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and He hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of Your name to all generations. For Yours, O Lord, is the glory, and the power, and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. We extol You, O God, O King, and we will bless Your name forever and ever. Every day we will bless You, and we will praise Your name forever and ever. Amen and amen. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, Amen, to the glory of God.